friends, undoubtedly by now you've heard all about the WikiLeaks saga in the mainstream media. We're currently at a crossroads. We're either going to go down a path of growing government transparency, or we're going to enter an era of increased government cover-up and corruption with strict limitations on our free speech. Based upon what we've seen over the last few days, I regret to inform you that it appears that we are going down that latter path. For those of you who are not familiar with what all this commotion is about, let me bring you up to speed very quickly. WikiLeaks is a controversial, volunteer-driven website that publishes and comments on leaked documents alleging government and corporate misconduct. Their spokesperson is a man by the name of Julian Assange, who I'll talk more about in a minute. At the end of November, WikiLeaks began publishing over 250,000 secret U.S. State Department embassy cables. These cables are classified documents, many times highly classified, and they have been submitted anonymously through the WikiLeaks website. Recently, documents submitted to and released by WikiLeaks have revealed that the U.S. and the European Union had bullied individuals and governments working to undermine the 2009 climate change summit in Copenhagen. WikiLeaks also revealed that Saudi Arabia secretly advocated for the U.S. to attack Iran while publicly arguing against it. Additional cables released by WikiLeaks revealed that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton ordered U.S. diplomats to spy on U.N. officials, and the list goes on. The New York Times and four other news organizations last week began publishing articles based on the archive of cables made available to them. Now, so far, there have been no earth-shaking revelations. Instead, the cable simply confirmed what many of us already thought all along. But after it was revealed that Mr. Assange would be releasing some very damaging information about a U.S. bank, the authorities suddenly became aggressively interested. Since they can't formally charge Mr. Assange with breaking any law with his private organization, they pursued what little that they had. This week, Mr. Assange was arrested and denied bail in London in connection with sexual misconduct accusations in Sweden that sound dubious at best. But the authorities know they will have to come up with something better than some weak allegations of sexual misconduct to hold Mr. Assange. What's important to note is that WikiLeaks is a private organization, and Julian Assange is a private individual. Every single day around the world, journalists are attempting to induce insiders to release confidential information to them. Where do you think all the news that you read every day comes from? This is what reporting is all about. WikiLeaks might have committed a crime had it been connected to a foreign government, but that has not been alleged. Again, they're a private organization led by a private group of individuals. According to a recent report by Reuters, WikiLeaks and their founder Julian Assange have not broken any known laws. Now, it should be noted that Mr. Assange is obviously an anarchist. His stated goal, as written in an essay penned by himself, is to provoke an overreaction on the part of the state that will, quote, expose its authoritarian nature, turning it inward in a spasm of paranoia and ultimately preventing it from functioning, unquote. It appears that Mr. Assange may be getting his wish. This week, Senator Joe Lieberman from Connecticut persuaded Amazon.com to stop hosting the WikiLeaks cables. Conservative public figures like Senator Mitch McConnell, Newt Gingrich, and Sarah Palin have compared WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to a terrorist. Representative Peter King, Republican from New York, the incoming head of the House Homeland Security Committee, went on record as saying that WikiLeaks should be designated as a terrorist organization. Others, including an advisor to the Canadian Prime Minister, have even called for Assange's assassination. And now it's being reported by Reuters that government lawyers working on the Justice Department investigation are trying to be creative in their exploration of legal options against WikiLeaks and Mr. Assange. But I'm telling you, the federal government is going to be hard-pressed to create a real distinction between what traditional journalism is and what WikiLeaks does. While you and I may disagree or even dislike WikiLeaks and Mr. Assange, I believe that freedom-loving individuals should applaud the exposing of the federal government. I do not side with WikiLeaks. I do not side with Mr. Assange. I am on the side of freedom of speech, liberty, and a small and limited federal government. As I have been reporting to you on this program each week, this current federal government has treated this nation like a herd of cattle. Friends, you need to wake up. you need to realize that there is a war being waged against your privacy and your liberty. You are being tracked. We are being fingerprinted like criminals. We are traced and we are databased. And now we're groped in our private areas, zapped with radiation, and humiliated with naked body scanners in our nation's airport. Don't you get it? All of this is being done to make you, quote-unquote, safer. It is absurd. Our federal government has failed to limit itself because it is not the job of the federal government to limit itself. Limiting the scope and power of the federal government is not the job of bureaucrats. It's not the job of career politicians. It is the job of the people. It is the job of the governed. The federal government will never limit itself until it is forced to. That is why our founding fathers called for decentralizing government power. Limiting and challenging the power of the federal government was the founders' intent, and it is the duty of the governed. And, as I'll talk about later in the hour, the federal government, through the FCC, is now seeking to limit what broadcasters can or can't say, no doubt motivated by the WikiLeaks drama. Friends, where do you think this is heading? This country does not need another oversight committee or a new federal organization to be a media nanny. They may hang Mr. Assange, but the genie is out of the bottle. If WikiLeaks goes down, others will pop up in its place. Either the governments will need to learn how to hide their corruption better, or they will have to understand that it will be exposed. We have a right to know the truth, but our federal government is threatening to call truth treason. This bloated federal government does not like to be questioned, and it does not want to be exposed. But friends, in the end, we should not fear our government. Our government should fear us. Perhaps it was times just like these that Thomas Jefferson had in mind when he said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there is liberty."
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Confronting the lies of the age.
Confronting the lies of the age.
Bringing you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Follow the Money Weekly.